21-year-old engineer, and I've worked for the past 22 years in a major academic teaching hospital in Dublin, where I have gained extensive knowledge of the operation of the Irish healthcare system. My family have never been anti-vax or anti-conventional medicine. We've always visited the GP with our illnesses and taken the medications prescribed, and we've had all our vaccinations. About 10 years ago, my daughter developed a serious autoimmune disease called lupus SLE immediately after the HPV vaccine Gardasil. Initially, we were very suspicious of the cause and joined a group called Regret. The HSE very quickly bought our silence by giving us a medical card for my daughter, which she was not entitled to, and giving us special access into the ward where she's been treated in Crumlin. A few years ago, my daughter was transferred to the adult hospital, and I went to her first consult with her. The consultant was very happy with her bloods and her general condition. He had felt that the drugs that she were being prescribed by Crumlin had worked wonders on her, and she was doing very well. My daughter then dropped a bombshell on the consultant and told him that she had been off her meds for 12 months. The consultant almost fell off the chair, but then recovered and said, "You're a big girl now, you can make your own decisions, it's your body." She stayed off her meds ever since, and she's been very healthy, had no problems. After this, I became vaccine hesitant, and I stopped taking the flu vaccine, which they offer us for free in the hospital every season. And I haven't suffered any flu since. During my recent studies into immunology and virology to try and better understand what's going on with these viruses and the vaccines they're pushing, I discovered a paper written in 2017 by two Italian scientists, husband and wife, Gatti and Montanetti. And they have been testing vaccines since 2004. They've tested 44 vaccines in total. And they have found that these vaccines are contaminated with inorganic nanoparticles, including all sorts of things like heavy metals, lead, etc. This leads me to believe that vaccines have been causing immune responses for many years, which may be presenting as influenzas and other illnesses, and that the more of these symptoms that appear, the more of the vaccines given to try and prevent them. It appears to me that there's some sort of a endless loop between vaccines and illnesses. Vaccines cause illnesses, illnesses demand more vaccines. We really need to get to the bottom of this. However, during that research, I discovered something even more worrying. Some in April, Bill Gates' Gavi published an article on their website stating that Marburg was the next big pandemic that we have to worry about. Marburg is a relatively rare hemorrhagic fever. We've only had 16 cases since 2005. What does Bill Gates and Gavi know that we don't know? Why would this be a threat? Why would the World Health Organization mainstream media be publishing articles about this rare disease? When I researched further, I found that they've already developed a PCR test for it. This is very worrying in that they can now prove that, like for COVID, that anybody might have Marburg with this test, and it would be hard, like the current PCR test, to disprove it. They've also published, I found that they've published papers claiming that Marburg is spread by bats asymptomatically. This is something that's been disproven during the COVID pandemic. If you do not have symptoms, you do not have the virus, therefore you cannot spread it asymptomatically. There is no such thing as asymptomatic spread of a virus. That has now been accepted. However, They have published papers to the contrary. The most worrying development that I found is that they are fast tracking a new ricin-rich vaccine called Rivax for Marburg. Rivax contains ricin, which is a toxic substance that was used in the terrorist attacks in the subways in Tokyo to kill a large number of people. Why would they put such a dangerous toxin into a vaccine? It's very, very strange and wondering or worrying some. But how would they start this pandemic of Marburg without actually spreading it? Quite simple. They've already started it. The vaccines injuries that we're seeing at the moment from COVID vaccines include bleeding and clots, which are very similar to hemorrhagic fever. When they give the booster shots to the people in the nursing homes and the hospitals who are prisoners and to the children who will be in close contact in schools, they will cause further bleeds and clots, which will appear as hemorrhagic fever. They will test with their new PCR test. They will say that it's Marburg. This will explain the excess deaths that we're seeing in hospitals for them. It will be a cover-up. They will say that deaths in the hospital are not due to COVID vaccine injuries, they're due to Marburg. There will be a very, very large sudden panic that will ensue. It will be mass hysteria like we never saw before. People will rush to get anything that will protect them. The Rivax vaccine will be rushed through and given as an experimental vaccine in the same way the COVID vaccines were given. However, one big difference with the ricin vaccine is that the infrastructure is already in place and all the resources are there to deliver the ricin vaccine in a very short period of time. They could achieve 100% coverage of the population in very little time. The ricin in the vaccine will kill millions of billions of people very rapidly. There is no way of stopping it once it starts. The only way we can stop this Marburg epidemic from being touted by Bill Gates, Gavi, World Health Organization, and whoever else is behind it is to stop taking the COVID vaccines. We must convince our friends, our relatives, everybody that it is the wrong thing to do. It will make them sicker. What they must rely on is their natural immunity. Build it back up with vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, and all the other minerals that are necessary. If they become sick with COVID, we have ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, which are very effective. We do not need a vaccine which is causing hemorrhagic fever symptoms. We must stop it immediately. If we do not stop it, we will be looking at an alleged Marburg pandemic being touted, and that will be the excuse for issuing the ricin based vaccine, which will kill billions. This is an urgent request to try and stop this before it starts. Please spread this video to everybody. I have posted all the research on lewrockwell.com in relation to what I've spoken to here. Please read it. Please do your own research. You will see what I'm saying is true. You will also note that I have nothing to gain by saying what I'm saying. All I have is to lose. I'm sure my job is in jeopardy in the hospital, and God knows what else is in jeopardy. But I feel so strongly about this that we must do something before they release this Marburg scare, an excuse to inject people with ricin toxic chemicals. Please spread this video as soon as you can.